Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of April 2018. Supreme Court has held that Chief Justice of India, CJI, is a high constitutional office entrusted with the duty to constitute benches and allocate cases for the smooth dispensation of justice. Supreme Court has told UP Sunni Central Waqf Board to produce original title documents bearing Emperor Shah Jahan's signatures handing over Taj Mahal as Waqf property if the court had to accept the board's claim over the world-famous monument. Allahabad High Court has taken SUO Motu cognizance of the case of alleged gang rape of a Dalit girl in Unnao and the subsequent death of her father in police custody. Supreme Court has faulted a clause in the Aadhaar Act, which validated all biometric enrollments even before the law was enacted with retrospective effect, as badly drafted and too wide in a prima facie observation. Supreme Court has directed a special task force in Delhi to demolish any building that poses a safety hazard, even if it was constructed legally. Calcutta High Court has stayed an order of the State Election Commission, SEC, recalling its previous one extending the deadline for filing of nominations for the panchayat polls. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to submit its response by Wednesday on a batch of PILs that accuse the state government of not taking any action against those repeatedly calling for bandhs despite the court banning bandhs. Rajasthan High Court has directed the Jaipur Development Authority, JDA, to remove all encroachments on the 322-acre Central Park in the heart of the city and file a compliance report within 8 weeks. Delhi High Court has ordered the Labour Ministry, Police and New Delhi Government to report on efforts to rehabilitate people rescued from bonded labour. Delhi High Court has asked S. Bhaskar Raman, unaccused in the INX media case, to respond to an enforcement directorate petition challenging the bail granted to him by a special court in March. Delhi High Court has directed National Carrier Air India to release the salary of a pilot, who was grounded in 2016 after being allegedly tested positive for alcohol consumption before and after flights on two occasions. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, to take over the servicing of all debt liabilities of Reliance Infrastructure, R-Infra, subsidiary Delhi Airport Metro Express Private Limited, DAMEPL, amounting to 1,618 crore rupees. Bombay High Court has expressed the need for guidelines instructing police as to what they should do on rescuing pregnant minor girls. Bombay High Court has stayed the process for recruitment of around 9,000 stenographers, junior clerks and pews, in furtherance of an order noting that the High Court administration had failed to mention seats available for the differently abled and visually challenged in the advertisements. Madras High Court has stayed the release of actor-cum-music director Vijay Antony's Tamil film Kali, which was scheduled to hit the screens on Wednesday. Kerala High Court has upheld the amendment brought in by the state government stipulating payment of minimum wages through bank accounts to employees of shops, private hospitals, star hotels, and a few other sectors.